29 years ago, a young mother who was one of the state's few female pilots went missing. Jean Zapata earned her wings at age 16. 20 years later, she was a flight instructor who failed to show up for work one day. Her boss called police, and authorities questioned Zapata's estranged husband, but no one was arrested. Decades later, a family friend asked police about the status of the case. It was nearly forgotten. Leads had gone cold, and all the original detectives had since left the force. Current police chief Noble Ray decided to reopen the case last year.
It was a gamble to invest precious detective resources into this particular case, but I believe the gamble has paid off.
While no charges have been filed, police say they are making headway. Specially trained cadaver dogs picked up the scent of decomposed human remains in Zapata's home before it was sold. And scent was later picked up at a storage locker rented by her estranged husband, against whom she'd filed a temporary restraining order. Police would not say whether they believe Zapata was murdered. They do say her former spouse, Eugene, is the only suspect they have in her disappearance. Captain Tom Schneider.
Everything in this case has raised a red flag. Since the first investigation by the Madison Police Department, there have been inconsistencies and there have been strange occurrences.
Police say the public may eventually hear what those inconsistencies and strange occurrences are, if and when what's now a missing persons case becomes a criminal matter. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.